This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Vindencio Rodriguez. Date of birth, October the 8th, 1964. Case ID number is 593-0827. Date of exam, June the 15th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/23/22. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old single male with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hepatitis C / cirrhosis of the liver and anxiety / depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2018, where he did manual labor and cleaned lawns for approximately 8 months. He did work at a car wash for 5 years and did odd jobs like working at Wendy's and the Olive Garden for 1 to 3 months. The claimant states he always worked part-time. At the present time, he lives in the trailer with his roommate and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, hepatitis C / cirrhosis of the liver. Number two, anxiety / depression. History of allegations, number one, hepatitis C / cirrhosis. The claimant states that since 2000, he has been diagnosed with hepatitis C. He recently was in the hospital for 5 days, secondary to having blood clots, and was diagnosed as having hepatitis C and cirrhosis of the liver. No treatments were given. The claimant denies any kind of abdominal pain, and the only associated symptoms that he has at this time is weakness and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He states he's food intolerant to spinach. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, melena, or hematemesis. He was diagnosed with a history of cirrhosis of the liver / hepatitis C. He also states that he has a history of drinking 5 24-ounce beers every day for 40 years. The claimant continues to have an alcoholic problem as well as a IV drug abuse problem. Allegation number two, anxiety / depression. The claimant states that in 2019, he started to develop severe depression and anxiety. His mother passed away, and he started to go into major depression. He states his appetite decreased. He started having problems sleeping, concentration, and with motivation. The claimant denies any problems with his memory or any kinds of anger episodes. He does occasionally have crying spells, depression, sadness. The claimant states he has dogs and cats that keep him company. He recently noticed that he's seeing different colors when he's sleeping, and that he hears voices and also sees shadows. He states his energy has decreased. The claimant denies any suicidal ideation or any kind of suicidal attempt. He is presently receiving methadone, 40 milligrams QD, to help him get off of his drug addiction. He's presently on no medications for anxiety or depression. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 4 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses, and he is presently on no medications for pain. He states the only other activity he does is minor chores in his trailer. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. He does have a roommate who he shares the rent with. Family history. His father died at the age of 79 from coronary artery disease and heart disease. He has a brother who died at the age of 37, also from heart disease. His mother died at the age of 73 from natural causes. Medication, methadone, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, cirrhosis of the liver / hepatitis C. History of IV drug abuse and alcohol abuse with a difficult and major type of addiction. Anxiety / depression. Major surgeries, none. The claimant was hospitalized for 5 days for blood clots. He was told he had hepatitis C and cirrhosis of the liver. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 3 days for 43 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of smoking 5 24-ounce beers for the last 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, and IV drug abuse, along with LSD, which he has used since he was 13 years old. He states that the last time he used the IV drug and the other illicit drugs was a week ago, June the 10th, 2023. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis C. He denies any HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 171 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 10 inches. BP, 151 over 85 mmHg. Heart rate, 98 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 25. General. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant states he has been given glasses, but he lost them. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant has multiple IV tracts on both arms, secondary to IV drug injection, with signs of mild cellulitis and infection. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had mild difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices. Could you drop after neurological, comprehensive medical laboratories, completely normal, functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows mild signs of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to a multiple illicit drug addiction, which is being treated at this time with methadone. Probable diagnoses: number one, hepatitis C / cirrhosis of the liver, - not confirmed with medical records or physical examination, nor with laboratory results. The claimant does have a history of IV drug abuse and is being treated at this time with methadone. His liver appears to be normal at this time. Allegation number two, anxiety / depression - mild. The claimant is not being treated with any medications at this time for his condition, and he appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Fidencio Rodriguez.